The text comes from the reading appointed for today, Galatians 4. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Perhaps you have seen the movie The Matrix. It depicts a world where people go about their daily normal tasks. And yet the thing is, this world is computer generated by evil, intelligent mechanisms. And yet the people don't realize it. They think everything is just fine and normal. In a small way, that movie illustrates the plight of the whole human race apart from Christ. We were all in bondage, stuck in an evil matrix. We were under the control of sin. Sin was our master, our totalitarian dictator. And what is worse, sin used the law as our jailer, who kept us locked up under sin. We were under the curse of the law, as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who does not do all the things written in the law." We were under what St. Paul calls the stoicheia, the controlling elements of the world. And what is worse, we used to gladly and willingly obey the dictates of sin. Human nature has been so thoroughly corrupted that it cannot but obey sin. And what is worse, we did not even know we were in this bondage. We thought everything was fine and normal as we went about our daily life. That's the plight of the whole human race apart from Christ, stuck in an evil matrix. But thanks be to our Creator that He did not consign us to our evil bondage. Galatians 4 puts it this way, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." The Creator took the initiative and did something about the plight of His human creatures. He sent His only begotten Son into the world, into our world, into this present evil age. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. More than that, God's Son, the one through whom all things were made, who was of one essence with the Father, became one of us. One of the Trinity became one of us, incarnate. He took on to Himself our human nature, born of a woman, incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary. And what is more, He entered so much into our plight that He put Himself under the law. Although He was the free Son of God, He placed Himself under the authority of the law. He obeyed that law perfectly. And yet, though He was not a lawbreaker, He received in Himself the curse of the law, as the law condemned Him and damned Him in the place of the rest of us, in the place of all lawbreakers. He was cursed, as it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," all in our place. And on the third day, He was raised for our justification. And not only that, but He did all of this to redeem us, to purchase us, to buy us back, to buy us into freedom with the price of His own blood. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. And more than that, the ultimate goal of all of this was that you might receive the gift of sonship, that you might be adopted sons, that His Father has become your Father through Christ. You are no longer slaves stuck in an evil matrix. You are baptized sons of God Himself. And what is more, God gave you His Spirit, as the text goes on. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." His Father sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. And that Spirit has created and preserves in our hearts faith so that we can receive the gifts of the Son. And that Spirit leads us to pray rightly, to pray with the boldness of praying to our Creator and calling Him Abba, Father. You are no longer slaves. In the Spirit, through the Son, we approach God as our Father. And best of all is this: what the Trinity did for us is not just a movie. God really did send His Son into the world to redeem us. You really are the baptized sons of God. God really did send His Spirit into your hearts to lead you to believe and pray rightly. And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Do not return back to the former bondage. Stand fast in your freedom. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.